Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Total Transport Systems Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we proceed this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Makarand Pradhan for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Makarand Pradhan, and I am the Managing Director of Total Transport Systems. I would now give you a small listing on the introduction, and then we go on to the economy, how it is faring, then the logistics sector update, and the company operational performance and company financial performance. First of all, thank you, Manu, for your introduction. We move ahead. Day before yesterday, we had a meeting and Total Transport Systems, FY25 quarter one, earnings were declared. I trust that you all had a chance to review the investor presentation and the financial results released on Monday, 12th August 2024, which are accessible on the NSE website. To begin, I would like to start with an overview of the economic outlook and the update of the logistics sector. The global economy has performed better than anticipated, demonstrating resilience despite ongoing geopolitical challenges. The likelihood of a recession has decreased and the global economy has adjusted to higher interest rates. The Indian economy grew by 8.2% in the year 2024, exceeding predictions. The Reserve Bank of India forecasts a real GDP growth rate of 7.2% for FY25. Supported by substantial government investment in infrastructure, a strong manufacturing sector, and robust domestic demand. The recently announced Union Budget aligns with the vision of a self-reliant Bharat, focusing on MSME sector, agriculture, manufacturing, job creation, and skill development. The budget allocates 11.1 lakh crore for the development of roads, railways, ports and airports. Key initiatives such as economic railway corridors and the PM Gati Shakti are aimed at reducing congestion, lowering logistic costs and enhancing connectivity. The introduction of single window clearance system and the standardization of data formats is steps towards reducing bureaucratic obstacles, minimizing delays and decreasing operational costs in the logistics sector. Now we move on to the logistics sector update. The Government of India has implemented several measures to enhance production, boost exports, and lower logistic costs in international trade. These measures include setting export targets, providing export credit insurance, and encouraging banks to offer affordable export credit to MSME exporters. Initiatives such as Turan Custom, Swift pre-arrival data processing, e-Sanchi, and coordinating broader management have streamlined trade processes, improving transparency and cooperation among stakeholders. Recently, the Uttar Pradesh government has allocated ₹7,064 crore for the development of a multimodal logistic hub in Greater Noida's Dadri, spanning 823 acres. This project is part of the broader goal to achieve a $1 trillion economy. the hub will 1 trillion exports. The hub will feature commercial and administrative facilities, a rail yard, and additional infrastructure projects. The hub is anticipated to become India's largest logistics center, serving as a key point for container handling, warehousing, and other logistics services. The multimodal logistic hub in Dadri will provide seamless rail connectivity, including essential amenities such as rail platforms, customs clearance, and cargo segregation areas. Global shipping rates have increased significantly, more than doubling since May 2024. This rise is attributed to such as the suspension of Red Sea route, port congestion at various locations, and higher freight rates. The suspension of the Red Sea route has led companies to reroute the Cape of Good Hope, resulting in longer transit times, increased freight, and higher insurance costs. These changes have contributed to further congestion and disruptions, presenting challenges for exporters. Company operational update. In a stable macroeconomic environment, Total Transport Systems Limited has consistently demonstrated solid performance across all its business segments. The company remains committed to innovation and excellence and has made substantial investments in infrastructure, fleet management systems, and technology. It efficiently leverages data analytics to optimize its operations. During the first quarter of FY24, the multimodal transport segment was the primary contributor to the revenue, accounting for 82%, which represents a 29% increase compared to the same period last year. The last mile delivery segment also made a notable contribution, representing 17% of the revenue in FY24 and showing a growth rate of 28% year-on-year. Although the customs South Asian segment is the smallest, it maintained a presence with approximately 1% of revenue in FY25. In the consolidation segment, exports led with 65% of the total, managing 104,315 cubic meters, which indicates effective volume management. The freight forwarding segment demonstrated a long export focus, contributing 78% with 3,893 TUs processed, highlighting the company's capability in handling containerized cargo efficiently. Similarly, the air freight segment, which managed 312 tons this quarter, excelled in exports by handling 84% of the tonnage. This focus on export operations across this segment reflects the company's strategic emphasis on international market engagement and growth. The Abhilaya business segment, a growing last-mile delivery solutions within Total Transport's portfolio, has achieved significant milestones as of June 30, 2024. Since its launch in October 2018, Abhilaya has established partnerships with major e-commerce platforms such as Amazon, Flipkart, FedEx, and SpiceJet, showcasing its strong capabilities. Abhilaya's progress is evident in its consistent revenue growth, increased shipment volume, and expanded cargo service coverage. As of June 30, 2024, Abhilaya covers over 1,500 pin codes with more than 1,500 vehicles and is supported by a team of over 4,000 associates. The segment growth is further highlighted by the successful handling of over 9 million shipments this quarter. Abhilaya continues to enhance its market presence, expand its geographic reach, and maintain strong operational performance, reinforcing its role as a key player in providing tech-enabled on-demand delivery solutions for e-commerce, FMCG, restaurants, and other retail sectors, both online and offline. The company's financial performance: Total Transport Systems Limited reported a revenue of rupees 146 crores in the first quarter of 2025 from operations, an increase of 28.32% compared to 113.78 crores in the same quarter last year. This increase shows the company's ongoing effort to expand its business and meet growing market demand. The company's EBITDA for quarter 1 FY25 was 1.39 crore, a slight decrease from 1.54 crore in quarter 2024. However, the EBITDA margin remains steady at 0.95%, showing that the company is managing its costs effectively. Total Transport Systems Limited's profit before tax for quarter 1 FY25 was 0.90 crores, while profit after tax was 0.23 crores, showing growth compared to the previous quarter. We will continue to focus on steady profitability as we move forward. We are committed to maintaining its momentum, improving our financial performance, and delivering long-term value to our stakeholders. With this, I conclude my speech and welcome your questions in the session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. I remind all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a while. We'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have a first question from the line of Madhu Sharma from SK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Please go ahead with the questions.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, what measures are being taken to improve EBITDA margin in the upcoming quarters?
Rate levels have gone up to 3-4 compared to last two quarters. We are trying to reduce costs, which is driving us to now more working capital. It is going to be stagnant or going to go up in. Still, wherever possible, we are trying to reduce the operational costs. Trying to reduce the finance costs and other things. Simultaneously, it has increased again since we had an increment in the month of April. The employee cost again has gone up. So we are trying our best to do all focus on these three components, and we are working on the same. But EBITDA cost is will increase in the more when we have more volumes in coming in. And we are focusing on that thing.
Okay, sir. And is Total Transport System Limited exploring opportunities for global expansion, particularly in emerging markets? And if so, what regions are being targeted?
At this point of time, we haven't planned on going into any other areas globally. We still have a lot of business to be done in India, and then we will plan.
Okay, sir. And, sir, what are the company's plan for infrastructure investment, particularly in expanding warehousing capacity and transportation network?
We are very cautious on these kind of investments. We are currently using third-party warehouses. Till the time we build certain volumes which we think the warehouses can sustain for a long time without any downfall, we will not be going with for our own warehouses. The other thing is transport. We are using our vehicles for our controlled business. Okay, we do not have plans to go into full-fledged transport for servicing other customers. You know, whatever business we control ourselves, we will be using our own transport. So as the business grows up, we will have a requirement of increased trailers, trucks or whatever, delivery vans. And then we will see, depending on the increased volume, we will go in for the additional vehicles or additional warehouse space. But at this point of time, we are not looking at investment into warehousing. We are not looking at major investment into vehicles.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. You may press star and one to ask questions. Before we take next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Vikram Suryavanshi from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, you mentioned about the logistics park at Dadri. What kind of advantage or benefit we can take from that, and when it is expected to start, you can give some input on that?
See, at this part of time, we expect that, you know, the volumes which are coming from northern India today are coming in from Patparganj and Tughlakabad. Now, these places have problems with the rail being in line in a daily, alternate day basis. The connectivity, the railway also faces a lot of issues in terms of loading, because these warehouses, if you see for LTL in Patparganj and all, they are not capable of increasing the capacity at all. When we see that these parks in Dadri and all are coming up, it will be a more professional handling. There are a lot of exporters from northern India are bringing the cargoes directly to Navashiva for loading or into Mundra for FCL. But going forward, a lot of LTLs and FCLs will be stuck in this CFS if the facilities are improved drastically. Today, the facilities, storage facilities in the Tughlakabad and Patparganj, they are not at all conducive for increased growth of business.
Got it. But I think Concor has already won in Dadri, so will that not be sufficient? Or
I do not know, because Concor is also a Government of India undertaking, and I really do not know whether they are going to join hands or not. If we come to know, we can inform our investors.
Got it. And sir, last question is on last mile delivery. When we get long-term sizable business, what kind of margins we can expect in this business or return?
Last mile delivery, we are now, we do mainly for Amazon Flipkart. Flipkart, certain stations we are closing it in the, especially in the Jammu Kashmir and other places, where it means the operational challenges are much more there. And we do face other issues of handling manpower and debits from the principals and those issues. So we have closed down certain states, I mean certain centers in those areas. Further down, same Amazon we are opening, I mean we got an opportunity to open up in Goa and other places and some more centers in Mumbai and Maharashtra region. So that is going to be added to around, at the moment we are handling 3.2 million shipments a month, which should go up to 3.8 to 4 million shipments. And the season starts from this Raksha Bandhan onwards. We should be closing around for Diwali time. We expected to close more than for this month of 5 million shipments a month. So the growth is there. Apart from that, we have more developed this 3PL logistics under the brand of Abilaya, wherein which we do the aggregators companies work. And the brand what we handle is Purple and these Nykaa and Amway and Ship Rocket, Ship Delight, I think Solutions and all these places. So this will be actually close to 8,000 shipments per day rather in target. As of today, we are doing it close to 3,500 shipments a day. So once that volume goes up, definitely it will be profit-making activity for us. And once we settle down here, the same we will do the replica in the Bangalore, which we are targeting from the January 2025 onwards. So these are the plans for this Abilaya. And the whole year, we should be at least breaking even and show some little profit at the PBT level.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Tanuj Mehta from JM Financials. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir. On the revenue front, if I see that YOY, we have a substantial increase of 28% around in terms of revenue. But at the bottom line, we are not seeing that is happening in terms of a profit. That is the first question. Second question is, as the international freight rate has been increasing, what is your view on the freight rate in the coming months? And how do you see that down the Q4 quarter, it will come in our bottom line? That's the first question from an international fund.
Done? Can I answer?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Though we have seen a good increase in our revenue, we have not been able to transform it into our profits. And the only reason is the freight levels have not been stable. Freights have been changing practically every day also in some of the sectors like Africa, like Gulf. Every week in other sectors, every 15 days, many sectors, most of the sectors. So when we are doing the forward booking, and the forward booking depends on our past performance, which may not necessarily be on a port-to-port basis. So what happens is, today we book certain containers, and tomorrow the vessel is light. The shipping companies are reducing the rate drastically to fill up their vessels. So whatever bookings we have taken, we are paying a certain penalty on it. And that is one of the reasons why actually it has not transformed into profits. The other thing is, if you see, the employee cost has gone up after the and that is because of the increments. In the logistics sector, when the freight levels are high, there is tremendous amount of job turnover, right? And to address that to a certain extent, we also have to go in line with the market as far as the increments are concerned. And that has also played a very vital role in reducing the profitability. However, now that the rates are getting more stable, I wouldn't say that 100% stable, but not changing every day, every week, there is a possibility that we can slowly get bookings and transform that increased volume into profitability. Okay, that answers your first question.
Your second question was on the freight levels and what do you expect? In this quarter, the freight levels will remain stable up to December. That is what our judgment is. It may vary because the geopolitical situations keep changing and we are not able to tell you with 100% confidence whether these freight levels will be stable or not. But as of now, the freight has stabilized. But if you are talking about a bottom out of the freight level, it is definitely not going to come till the next year end.
Okay. But sir, compared to if I say, see in the logistics sector, the freight rate has almost doubled. So other peers, let's say All Cargo, other companies, they are performing better compared to our company. That is the main concern.
Yes, of course. They are performing better. There is no doubt about it. If you see their, if you compare LCL business of All Cargo and LCL business of us, local, I mean talking about India local business, then we are doing better than theirs. If you are comparing their FCL business with us, we are nowhere close to them. And the reason is, All Cargo has been focusing on FCL business, import and export, and they, by virtue of EQ Lines contracts worldwide, they enjoy much better freight levels than what we are enjoying. There is a lot of time for us to go up to that level in terms of FCL and make money out of FCL when the freight levels are fluctuating. That is for sure.
And sir, on the domestic front,
And
on the domestic front, sir, our startup, we can say, Abhilaya, as you are saying that Amazon and Flipkart, these two companies, they already have a tie-up, but as per the rule, only 35% of the market they share with us. The rest they handle by them only, their e-card delivery, right? So, compared to revenue or compared to the, not revenue, compared to the margin which we get from, let's say, Amazon and Flipkart, can you share some, shed some light on what the margin percent we have? A ratio, not exact number, but up and down in terms of the margin which we receive from Shiprocket, let's say other firms, which are completely dependent on us. That's the first part on domestic front. Second part is, as we are having an employee on Abhilaya, so are we planning to shift that employee on a permanent to contractual basis or depending on performance basis? That's the second part. And third part, the Abhilaya is completely owned by the company, so we are putting the money. So in future, do we have any plan of franchising it so as to receive the money from the franchise partner and to lower the expense? That's the third question.
Okay, first is that the margin levels with Amazon and Flipkart, Amazon gives us close to around range between 10 to 12% in the their segment of EDSP where we do the small warehousing and the deliveries to the shipment. In case of Flipkart, it comes to be around 5% or maximum up to the 6% margins on the this thing. But there are some issues happens with this with the geography, with the people handling and the areas where certain things of probably the missing of the parcels have and all these people are not coming on the job, the boys are misbehaving. So those issues are there in certain part of the country. But where are we now taken the stand and we have get rid of those stations from both the companies. So these are the margin levels what we have. So we are there are so much of expansion or rather volumes are available with this both the companies because they are unable to get correct partners or rather partners on pan India basis which they can carry the large number of the shipments and when this season is at the doorstep they are desperately looking for the good things good partners to handle the shipment. But we are going cautiously because those issues, on the other hand, we have to face it.
So these are the margin levels, though we can scale it up to the more than 5 million or 6 million shipments a month. But again, there are operational issues and manpower handling issues, which again take a lot of our energy and certain financial burdens also. So these are the margin levels, and vis-a-vis the expansion, we are going a little slow on that. Contractual, we do all the agreements or contractual agreements with all the delivery boys on the per parcel basis. In the season, it gets changed with the performance incentive basis as being driven by the Amazon and Flipkart. So when they declare the scheme, we same schemes we offer to the delivery boys of the performance basis. So that is up to the season period only. It doesn't go for the year yearly basis or all the quarters of the year. Thirdly, you asked for the insurance, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. What's the third point?
Are you planning to set up
Yes, we are planning for not franchisee, but we are planning for slowly looking for some probably investors who can invest in some more of the 3PL, because 3PL we wish to take it up to Bengaluru and just down below downline in the Delhi NCR region. So for that we require certain funds. Again, all this time we are funding it from the total transport, but now we wish to have some investor to rope in and do the funding for expansion of these 3PL activities. So this is what we are looking for. Hopefully we get some success in coming months.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. We have our next question from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Just in terms of business perspective now, from an investor point of view, how do we understand the situation? So you did mention the freights are pretty unstable, and you're trying your best to improve the margins by reducing the costs and everything. But from a general, overall scenario, where is this like industry, the sector headed, and especially for you, now what are your strategies, and when will you expect some turnaround in the business, and when will we see good profits? So if you can just provide a general overview.
Hi, Pradhan here. If you see what we have done last year and what we will be closing in this year, there will be a tremendous amount of change. We have already intensified our sales activities. We are working very closely on how the containers are booked. We are also working on certain things where we can get more support from the carriers. All this game is dependent on how well we get the support. If you look at the volumes that we have and what All Cargo has, the LCLs on a pan-India basis, our volumes are little higher than theirs. But when it comes to the FCLs, we, because of our contracts, we are far behind. Now, this situation can never be turned around in a year or two or three. It will take a good amount of 4 or 5 years before we go, because our All Cargo has been doing FCL for the last 30 years. We have started focusing on FCL for the last 1.5 years. So there is going to be a difference on this sector. Slowly but steadily, we have, from the last year to this year, we have doubled up our FCL volumes. So you can clearly see that there is an improvement on the sales activities that we have taken. We are going ahead with tremendous amount of training sessions for our sales people on the job training, how corrections can be made and all those things. So it is not an area that I can talk of training is not being done. We are also going in for a software. Unfortunately, it did not work out the last time we tried to go because there were some problems coming in the software. But going forward, these are being corrected and we see that we would, our customer service, our telesales, our on the field sales, all are seeing a great improvement. The other thing what we are working very closely is on the turnaround time of cargoes, which are being monitored, and also to increase the loadability of the containers. When I say loadability, how much cubic meter of cargo will go into one container is what we are working on. And I am proud to say that this loadability is the best in the industry. We have achieved successes. So there is no one strategy, there is no one way of success. It is an overall growth that we are looking at, and we expect that in this financial year, we will do much better in terms of our revenues and our profitability by the end of this year. And the signs are already there. The profitability would have been high, or it can be seen that the revenues have increased, but because of the increments which happened in April, the cost has also gone up, and that is the reason this is a scenario. However, we expect that our volumes will go up further, and we will have a better support from the carriers in the coming future, and our results will definitely improve.
Sounds encouraging, sir, but is it possible for you to quantify any of it at this stage?
One second.
Hello?
No, we would not like to quantify it
this point. Okay. Sure, no problem. Okay, sir. Sounds good. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be the last question for today. And on behalf of Total Transport System Limited, we would like to formally conclude this Q1 FY25 earnings conference call. We sincerely appreciate your participation in this event. We will look forward to see you next quarter, and we will kindly request you that. Now you disconnect your lines. Thank you for your time and engagement.